Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Good morning, it's Ian Dempsey with you on The Breakfast Show, and this is going to be summer weekend. Looks like it's going to be beautiful as far as the weather is concerned. There's going to be some fine rock and roll in the air as well down at Croke Park. It is imminent. We've been talking about it for a long, long time, and there is great excitement building as well, because you know what's going on, don't you?
Oasis are on the way, and everybody's dying to be there. Even people in the music business are struggling to get a ticket.
Fair play, Keith. How's it going?
How are you, buddy? Thanks for getting back. Any tickets to Oasis?
No. Do you have any?
Nothing.
I thought you were friends with your man, Niall Gallagher.
I met him once, buddy, at the Smash Hits Award in 96. He wouldn't remember me. I thought you knew Liam.
Fair play. I MD'd him on Instagram there yesterday. Offered to support him. Your man, Richard Bancroft. He's over the hill.
The drugs don't work, buddy.
Do they not? Sorry to hear about that, Duster.
What?
Everybody is reorganizing their schedules to try and see the gig of the decade.
Celtic Choppers, good afternoon.
Horse, this is Dahi O'Shea here. I'm looking for a chopper for Sunday night.
Where to, sir, please?
Could you land on the Dome in Tralee and up to Croke Park and then back to the Dome again?
No problem. €42,000, okay?
Schelp.
Everybody has an opinion on Oasis, especially Dave Fanning.
Yeah. Oasis are simply dreadful. A poor man's hard rock. Imagine if ELO and Status Quo had a love child. That would be the Gallagher brothers. A back catalogue of unremitting mediocrity. The visual and musical equivalent of a lads mag from 1995. Fronted by Liam Gallagher, a man who sounds more like a goat yawning into a bullhorn. Hang on, text here. Cancel the meeting. Yeah. I would like to make the following statement. I would like to apologise for my recent comments regarding Oasis, which were rash, ill-advised, and indeed completely wrong. I hereby tender my resignation to my present and indeed all future employers and wish the Gallagher brothers all the best for this weekend. A brilliant band.
Even Irish national treasures are this week embracing Oasis.
I need to be myself. I can't win no one else. Still, I will do. I'm feeling supersonic. Give me gin and tonic. You can have it all, but how much do you want it? Do you make me love? Give me your autograph.
This weekend, if you're heading to Oasis, have a ball. But beware, scammers are everywhere, as the two Johnnies reveal. They have just released a podcast outlining their horrific story.
So, listen to this, lad.
I'm all over it, lad.
This is where the story gets really fishy.
Oh, Jesus, lad.
I got a WhatsApp from a girl calling herself Aoife.
Oh, lad.
Said she had two tickets to Oasis.
Oh.
Premier level.
Premier level, lad.
A meet and greet with Liam and Noel.
Meet the lads, lad.
She said, I'll meet you at the Croke Park Hotel.
To collect the tickets.
5 hours, I was in the lobby with a pint of Bulmers.
No way, lad.
And that's not all.
Go on.
Her real name wasn't Aoife.
What?
It was...
What was it?
Join us next week on our Oasis Catfish Special. Lad.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.